Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Zuhören is to listen to. Zuhören, to listen to. How would you say I listen to? Ich höre zu. You see, in German, it's a separable verb. Zu is a prefix that is separated and kicked to the end. Ich höre zu. How would you say I listen to you? Ich höre dir zu. So, to you is dir. Dir is a dative pronoun. Why do we use a dative pronoun? Because zuhören is a dative verb, so it triggers dative endings, articles and pronouns. Zuhören. A hint is the prefix zu, that is actually also a preposition that triggers always dative. So zuhören is here also a dative verb that triggers dative endings, articles and pronouns. Ich höre dir zu. I listen to you. How would you say I don't listen to you? Ich höre dir nicht zu. Notice, zu is the prefix that is kicked to the end. Ich höre dir nicht zu. Because in German, whenever you have two parts of verbs or two verbs, the second one is kicked to the very end. Ich höre dir nicht zu. How would you say I'm listening to you? Ich höre dir zu. Notice, in English, you have this ing form to express what you are now doing. I'm listening to you. But we, in German, just have one present tense. We can describe it just in one way. So we say it the same way. I listen to you or I'm listening to you is the same. Ich höre dir zu. How would you say, are you listening to me? Hörst du mir zu? Mir is to me. Hörst du mir zu? How would you say, aren't you listening to me? Hörst du mir nicht zu? How would you say, do you listen to me? Hörst du mir zu? How would you say, are you listening to me when I talk to you? Hörst du mir zu, wenn ich mit dir rede? Hörst du mir zu? Do you listen to me or are you listening to me? Wenn ich mit dir rede. Wenn, when. And wenn is a connector in German that introduces a so-called subclause. So the verb is kicked to the very end. So we say in German, when I with you talk, wenn ich mit dir rede. Ich rede, I talk. Wenn ich mit dir rede, when I with you talk. Hörst du mir zu, wenn ich mit dir rede? Are you listening to me when I talk to you? How would you say, aren't you listening to me when I talk to you? Hörst du mir nicht zu, wenn ich mit dir rede? How would you say, I'm listening to you when I talk to you? Ich höre dir zu, wenn ich mit dir rede. How would you say, I'm not listening to you when I talk to you? Ich höre dir nicht zu, wenn ich mit dir rede. How would you say, I'm listening to you closely? Ich höre dir aufmerksam zu. So one way to express closely or attentive is aufmerksam. Aufmerksam. Ich höre dir aufmerksam zu. How would you say, I'm listening to you very closely? Ich höre dir sehr aufmerksam zu. How would you say, do you listen to me closely? Hörst du mir aufmerksam zu? How would you say, do you listen to me closely when I talk to you? Hörst du mir aufmerksam zu, wenn ich mit dir rede? How would you say, I'm listening to you closely when I talk to you? Ich höre dir aufmerksam zu, wenn ich mit dir rede. How would you say in the past, I've listened to you? Ich habe dir zugehört. So, ich habe, I have, dir, to you, zugehört. Zugehört is the participle. Since it is a separable verb, the GE slips in between. We say zugehört and we end with a T. Zugehört. Ich habe dir zugehört. I've listened to you. How would you say, did you listen to me? Hast du mir zugehört? How would you say, did you listen to me yesterday? Hast du mir gestern zugehört? Notice, zugehört is also kicked to the end because it's the second verb here. Hast du mir gestern zugehört? How would you say, did you listen to me yesterday during the dinner? Hast du mir gestern beim Abendessen zugehört? So, this idea of during the dinner or while the dinner, in German we say beim Abendessen. So, at the dinner, beim Abendessen. Hast du mir gestern beim Abendessen zugehört? How would you say, did you listen to me yesterday during the breakfast? Hast du mir gestern beim Frühstück zugehört? How would you say, did you listen to me yesterday during the lunch? Hast du mir gestern beim Mittagessen zugehört? Great! Next time we'll go through the verb abbauen, to reduce or to cut. Abbauen. To reduce or to cut, like to cut or reduce jobs in your company. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.